We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Republican health care plan appears to be dead in the Senate. We've got the story.
Wichita police investigate two homicides over the weekend. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A disturbance tracking by to our north has brought some thunderstorms into central Kansas, but we should stay hot and dry. Our complete forecast on the way.
For 7 years, Republicans have promised to repeal and replace Obamacare. But this morning, the chances of that happening with the current bill appear to be over. ABC's Elizabeth Herr reports.
Two key Republicans delivering a fatal blow to the GOP health care bill. Senators Mike Lee of Utah and Jerry Moran of Kansas announcing their opposition. Moran saying in a statement, "We should not put our stamp of approval on bad policy." The bill needed the support of at least 50 of the Senate's 52 Republicans. But with a total of four Republican senators now declaring their no votes, the bill appears to be dead on arrival.
Two homicides were recorded in 13 hours in Wichita last weekend. The first case happened on Saturday afternoon at an apartment complex not far from downtown. Police Lieutenant Jason Stevens says three suspects fired more than a dozen gunshots into an apartment in the 500 block of South Laclede.
One of those suspects were identified and was later booked into the Sedgwick County Jail for first-degree murder, and that person was an 18-year-old male. The victim was identified as being Timothy J. Golden, and he's a 19-year-old male who did live at that location.
That 18-year-old male suspect was arrested Saturday evening. Police still looking for two more suspects.
And the second homicide case happened about 13 hours later when police were called to a mobile home park in South Wichita along MacArthur near the Kansas Turnpike.
When they responded to that location, they found a 66-year-old male victim who was identified as being Arthur Goble. He was transported to a local hospital after receiving gunshot wounds and died from his injuries shortly thereafter.
Lieutenant Stevens says the suspect forced entry into that residence and officers are looking for that suspect. There have been 12 homicide cases this year in Wichita.
A crash in northwest Wichita seriously injured one person last night.
It happened just after 9:30 near 27th and Amadon when a vehicle struck a pole. Police say one person was seriously hurt in the crash, but at last check, that person was expected to recover. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A roof collapsed at a restaurant in Atlanta, injuring several people last night.
At least six people were hurt when nearly half of the roof of an Atlanta restaurant came down.
Out of nowhere, the roof collapsed. I honestly thought that it was getting shot up, so I'm like ducking and diving like, hey, everybody, trying to get over stuff like, is everything okay?
Tiara James was there when it happened. One of those injured was seriously hurt with a possible head injury. Two nearby businesses were evacuated. Heavy rain in the area thought to have possibly played a role in the collapse. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The search for a missing father continues in Arizona. He and nine members of his family were swept away in a flash flood.
Dozens of searchers, including volunteers and dogs northeast of Phoenix, all looking for Hector Garnica, his wife Maria, their three children, and five other members of their extended family, did not survive a flash flood over the weekend in Payson. Gila County Sheriff Sergeant David Harning.
Rain had started above them. They didn't have hardly any warning of the flash flood at all.
The National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning, but with no cell service or weather radio, the family didn't know that wall of water was coming. Kenneth Moten, ABC News, Payson, Arizona.
KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Some of the world's best young golfers are in the Wichita area at Flint Hills National. We'll have an update on the scoreboard. It's all coming up in sports.
O.J. Simpson's parole hearing coming up. What can we expect? That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. On this Tuesday, July 18th, the 70th annual U.S. Amateur Golf Tournament for boys under 18 is underway this week in Wichita. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
Flint Hills Golf Course is a pretty cool place to go visit. If you haven't seen it, it is beautiful, and I would encourage people to get out there and just enjoy the outdoors and watch some really good golf for free.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor here on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
We're learning what a prosecutor expects to happen ahead of O.J. Simpson's parole hearing in Nevada. Details from ABC's Matt Gutman.
After 9 years in prison, O.J. Simpson just days away from a decision that could set him free.
Count one, conspiracy to commit a crime. Guilty.
This time he'll have some unlikely people in his corner. The victim of Simpson's botched 2007 attempt to recover sports memorabilia is reportedly not expected to oppose his release. And the prosecutor who helped secure his sentence of up to 33 years for armed robbery says he expects he'll get paroled.
How well-behaved are we at work? The author of The Thing About Work, Showing Up at Other Important Matters, says most of us could use some improvement.
When workplace culture expert Richard Moran wrote a book about work, he thought he'd be talking to employees. But people who bought it had other people in mind.
I've received notes from lots of people that they're buying the book and leaving it on their boss's chair at night.
He says that sends a clear message to the workforce to treat everyone you work with the way that you would like to be treated. Moran also reminds us the people that you see on your way up the corporate ladder, you're bound to see if you ever head down it. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And again, the title of that book, The Thing About Work, Showing Up and Other Important Matters. Now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And right now, slow traffic in the West Kellogg construction, especially eastbound, starting at about Tyler. They're saying that traffic speeds are about 28 miles per hour right there in the construction zone, where the limit is 50, down to 50 because of the construction. Traffic update from KNSS, brought to you by Joe Dubrovin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. This time in July, our forecast can sometimes be on repeat each day, but actually it looks like we're going to warm up each day through Friday. Sunny and 96 this afternoon with a south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. We'll stay warm and muggy tonight. Our low 76, breezy and 100 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently partly cloudy, 78 degrees, a south wind at 12 miles per hour. Again, today's wind, not much wind expected out there, 6 to 16 miles per hour. It's going to be so doggone hot, and a little bit of wind's going to help cool us off if we can get just a breath of fresh air now and then. 8:10 now with Steve and Ted, and there are some people looking for some answers, and I mean seriously, in a Chicago suburb where a woman was shot by a police officer and killed yesterday, and with us this morning is ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow in Chicago. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm in Chicago. The shooting actually took place in Minnesota.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
In Minneapolis. This is a bizarre story, though. We know the who, what, where, and when. We just don't know the why. Let's flash back to Saturday night in Minneapolis, where Justine Damon called police to report around 11:30 at night that she was witnessing or seeing some kind of sexual assault going on in an alley near her home. A squad car responds, two officers inside. Here's what we know. Justine apparently walking up to that police vehicle, the driver's side, and at some point, somehow, a shot was fired from one of the officers, striking her in the abdomen. She would later die from her injuries. Now, the body cameras of the two officers inside of the squad car were not activated. They were not outside of the vehicle, so they had not activated them. The squad car video, which is on the dash does not actually show the shooting because it's essentially in front of where the shooting happened. And the interesting part about all this is reports that the officer who fired the weapon was actually in the passenger seat, and Justine was on the driver's side. So essentially, when the gun went off, it went across one officer who was in the driver's seat and hit Justine. So very, very bizarre scenario. And right now, police investigators are trying to figure out what led to this situation. Why was that gun fired? Was it done on purpose? Did the officer, who we know is Somali, know what was going on? Did he fear that they were being attacked in some way? Or was this some kind of just awful mistake?
Just speculate and speculate, but why would he even have his weapon out in that situation, in a car? And, if you had your weapon out for some reason and it actually went off, okay. But why? This woman is coming to your car and you have a gun pulled on her, aiming across your partner? This is unreal.
When you've got your partner
right
nearby, correct?
Yeah, right.
There are a lot of questions here. And the officer, through an attorney, released a statement, obviously saying his heart goes out to everyone infected by this, and saying that he wants to speak more and say more about what happened, but he can't while this investigation is going on. This could take some time because of the fact there are no cameras. Yeah. At least that we know of that picked any of this up. So they're going to have to go on witness accounts, obviously the officer accounts. And Justine, unfortunately, is unable to state her case.
Well, Ryan, we can't rely too much, we know, on these cameras because there's always a little bit more to the story. On the other hand, we in Wichita have gone to the expense of equipping all of our officers with cameras. And if we find out a situation like this and somebody didn't have their camera on, there's going to be some trouble for somebody. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, now I can tell you that a lot of police districts, they don't activate the cameras.
Yeah.
The officers are the
yeah.
ones who do it themselves. They don't activate it until they step out of the vehicle. So if there's a traffic stop, you don't see them driving around or, having lunch or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll see them when they actually go and encounter someone when they step outside of the vehicle. So it's quite possible in this case. We hope to find out more information once police start talking a little bit more about it, about what the policies and procedures are when they should have activated it, versus when they shouldn't have.
But I couldn't speculate on how many, if you took a poll, how many Americans would usually give the benefit of the doubt to the police. I mean, I think most of us. I would always give the benefit of the doubt to the police in any situation. But this one, holy smokes, they better get some pretty good answers out of this one.
Yeah, and so what we know right now about the officer, Mohammed Nord, been with the force since 2015, actually applauded by the mayor in a Facebook post 2 years ago with the hiring, saying that he will be great for the Somali community, saying that they were very encouraged by that. Had three complaints. One of them was closed. Two of them remain open, although there's not a lot of information there about them. We do know in May he and another officer, actually two other officers, are now being sued for a case in which they dragged a woman out of her home and brought her to a hospital. They believed it was a mental health crisis. She says otherwise, so they're being sued right now over that. But we don't know if that has any relation to this case at all.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow reporting from Chicago in that case in Minneapolis. And I'll tell you, we're not going to hear the last of this for a while. This is just too bizarre. Woman calls 911 and... the thing is, if you call a 911 and you feel like to try to get help and you feel like you're taking your life in your hands, now, this is a very isolated case. I'm not going to go any further than that. There's something really strange about this, that this would happen exactly the way it's been portrayed. All right, 8:15 now, Steve and Ted. Let's go something a little lighter right now. Ted, a barking dog can be annoying, to say the least. But how about if you could teach old Rover to whisper when they bark? Instead of bow, wow, wow, it would be bow, wow, wow. How about that?
How does that work?
Well, a resident director who lives in a dorm at a college in southern Illinois has taught his dog to bark in a whisper. Brian Gertler lives in an apartment with his wife and one-year-old dog, Dudley, inside a freshman dorm at Greenville University. That's about 50 miles east of St. Louis. Now, Gertler found that Dudley's excited barking when they played together was waking up students at night. So instead of going to bed at night and quitting horsing around, he decides that he's going to train Dudley. Now, Dudley didn't bark out loud during a game of fetch because he was winded from running back and forth. Okay. The 24-year-old says he slowly trained the dog to bark in a whisper. That means the pair can play in a much quieter way.
Now. Ah.
All you hear now is the toenails on the scratching about on the floor.
Doesn't bother the fellow residents near as much.
Training a dog to whisper when it barks.
Well, just wait till somebody breaks in.
Yeah.
And you're wanting that dog to alert everybody.
And all it does
is you don't get anything.
Do the old whisper bark.
Yeah.
And then Dudley won't be worth very much at all. You know, it appears to me that Mr. Brian Gertler has a lot of time on his hands.
Apparently.
Because teaching a dog to bark in a whisper, it would be a whole lot tougher than teaching old Fido how to lie down and roll over.
You can train an animal to do almost anything if there's enough food reward.
Well, I guess
properly administered.
I guess that's true. But I could never train my children that way. So,
well, that's true.
Human children, that's a whole different ball of wax there. Okay, now you may have heard of ball players who it's like. Well, I used to tell you, my grandsons, they play Little League Baseball, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And they had the bag with the bats in it and the glove and everything. And
right.
I tell them, both of them, every time, I don't know why you're taking the bat, okay? You never use it. Why are you taking it? Of course, I can be a little nasty, what I want to be. Neither one of them are great hitters, okay? you got Carlos Beltran, who hasn't used his glove in a game in more than 2 months. So yesterday... The Houston Astros gathered around their teammate in center field, laid his mitt to rest, holding a mock funeral to send it off. The Astros all wore black shirts to mark the occasion, except for Brian McCann, who donned a black robe to officiate the service. As McCann spoke, the players formed a semicircle around him and knelt as the glove was placed in a shoebox and three faux tombstones, that means fake tombstones that read RIP, were placed around it. Beltran has played 77 times this season, all but 9 as a designated hitter. He hasn't been on the field since May 16th in Miami.
Well, he's 40 years old.
And Houston's got a heck of a team right now.
They're really good.
And this is just, one more example of how to have fun while you're making several million dollars.
They're winning. They got time. They got
horse around a little bit.
Always more fun. Of course, Beltran played for the Wichita Wranglers.
That's true.
Back in the days when he was young and played the outfield and was energetic.
What a heck of a ball player, too.
Heck yes.
Huh? Yeah. 8:19 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning. It's sports time. Now the rest of the sports with Ted Woodward this morning. Talking about the Royals, the NBC tournament. Got a lot going on, right, Ted?
Yeah,
golf tournament, Uncle?
The big golf tournament, the 70th annual U.S. Junior Amateur is continuing out at Flint Hills National in Andover. 156 golfers on the course yesterday as the first round of stroke play got underway. One of our local guys right up there near the top, Wells Paget, who went to Mays South High School, just graduated. The Wichita native tied for fifth place after stroke play yesterday. Shot a 4-under par 67. And that's pretty good stuff right there.
Yeah.
You got 18, 17, 16-year-olds out there at Flint Hills National shooting 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 under par. Pretty good stuff.
Pretty good golf.
Pretty good elite golfers of the world. Young golfers out at Flint Hills National in Andover. Admission is free if you want to go check it out. Another round of stroke play taking place today. In pro baseball, the first place Wichita Wingnuts had a day off yesterday, and now they embark on a 3-week long road trip as they get out of town during the National Baseball Congress World Series. The Wingnuts begin this trek in Grand Prairie, Texas. They take on the Texas Airhogs, begin a 3-game series starting tonight. Then they go to Lincoln. Then they go back to Texas to Cleburne. Yeah. Then they come back and take on Salina. And then up to Sioux City before they finally return home. The Wingnuts do begin on this odyssey in great shape. They have the top record in the league. They have a 14-game lead atop the South Division. The Wingnuts get off on this big, long road trip. Major League Baseball up in Kansas City last night. The Royals hosting the Detroit Tigers. And this one was pretty much a done deal early on. The Royals could not stop the Tigers. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Nick Castellanos, and he hits a high drive to deep center. That will score Kinsler easy. Back goes Kane and gone. Castellanos. It is 4-0 Detroit.
Yeah, it would be 6-0 by the third inning.
Yeah.
This one was over. The Tigers win it 10-2. The Royals have dropped six of their last seven, but they're only two games behind for a wild card spot, hosting the Tigers again tonight. Live coverage of the Royals and the Tigers at 6:30 this evening. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. A former Royal is continuing to rack up the saves for his new team, Greg Holland, with the Colorado Rockies. The Rockies beat the Padres 9-6 in Denver last night. Holland with a scoreless ninth inning out of the bullpen for the Rockies. Holland with 29 saves this season. That is the tops in the major leagues.
Wow.
The Rockies holding on to that number two wild card spot in the National League after back-to-back wins. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean doesn't like Stephen Colbert. Doesn't think he's very funny when it comes to his Trump material. That's coming up.
No, I don't either.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.